Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, the one and only that God said, I don't want to make no more. You're listening to my show on a Friday. It is May the 8th, right before May the 10th, which is going to be Mother's Day. And we're going to celebrate, or at least honor Mother's Day tonight, because I won't be on Sunday. And I'm definitely going to send an honor out to my mom. She was the greatest mom in the world, my queen, my confidant, my guiding angel, just everything. And so tonight, we're going to honor Mother's Day for all the mothers out there, and all the cousins that's mothers, and all the aunts that act like mothers. And all the sisters that used to pull my ear thinking that they was my mother. But I'm telling you, we're going to have a great show tonight, and I do mean a great, great, great show. We are on fire on the 8th, and I want to send a happy and safe Friday out to everyone. And I want you to be careful out there, especially in Oklahoma, because they've been having a lot of tornadoes, and especially in Chicago, because it's been raining outside. Did you know I got caught in a fog storm the other night, a couple of nights ago? Man, it was scary. But I hurried up, went into the house, jumped under the bed like a little girl. And I said, where my mommy? No, I didn't. I was brave. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. This show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can just go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button and make your support known. If you want to reach me or listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can email me at don.mcclure@aol.com, or my website email, don.s.mcclure@dsmpublications, where you can find all my fascinating and wonderful books. Well, we got to do the drum roll tonight. Broom, 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 broom. Man, that sounds like a car. We have reached 75,255 listeners. That is a heck of a lot of people. And I went back to do some research, and I found out that the show that we did concerning Kenny Burrell, the jazz guitarist, they had 500 archives in one day. That's just the people that went on just to hear the show after it was done. Woo! So that was a lot of people. So we're going to start the show off with a bang to all my friends, fans, supporters, family, and relatives. So let's get to a few shouts out before we start a special show. And I want to send a special shout out to my fans in Oklahoma. Like I said, I hope that a lot of you are okay after the tornadoes hit that area. I mean, it's just been miserable all across the country. Our featured artist tonight is the great Peter White. And we're going to feature his main song in 1996 called Just Another Day, and it was featuring a young lady who's of Polish descent, but she was living in Chicago. Her name is Basia, and her last name is Tretres Katrinta. Man, I learned how to say her name. That's amazing. I had to practice all day. She was featured on the album Caravan of Dreams, where she was the featured artist doing the vocals on the single Just Another Day, and I love that track. Ever going to play another track by him that created his image in 2014? I mean, Peter White is one of the greatest jazz guitarists that plays a little Latin sound, and the young lady that's singing on Just Another Day, she actually likes singing with that little Latin sound, so it was just really a good mix. And I think she's still collaborating with his brother, Danny White. So the show topic tonight is, once an idea enters your life, it will remain a part of your life forever. And we're going to talk about that tonight because we want you to think about that. Once an idea, whatever it is, good, bad, indifferent, once it enters your life, it's there forever. And what you do with it is going to depend on you. You're listening to the Don McClure Show, and my lights are lit up tonight with blue lights. I'm ready to start the show. And before we get to our song that we're going to dedicate to Mama, we got to make sure that you say Happy Mother's Day to every woman out there, because without women, we couldn't be here. So tonight, without further ado, we're going to do Boys to Men, Mama. Mama, you know I love you. I like that song. But let me play that. Happy Mother's Day to all the women out there. Mwah, mwah, mwah. That's my kisses out to you. I want you to put them on your forehead, on your cheek, on your lips, and anywhere else. I got to watch that. My sister will call in and my priest will say, Don, you better watch it. Let me play Boys to Men, Mama, in dedication to all the great super women out there that are mothers, and all the women that act like mothers, and all the women that want to be mothers, and all the women that just mothers and mothers and mothers.
Me everything and everything.
I need something to eat. Mama, Don, get out the kitchen before I beat you. Man, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Hey, I hope I'm saying that right. Hey, that didn't sound right, you mothers. Oh, man. Happy Mother's Day. I like that track. Did you know? I'm not going to tell a story. I was going to say I was singing in the studio with them. But actually, I wasn't there. But I like that track. Mama, you know I love you. Man, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The phone number to listen to the show is my associate's 84, fella. 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial to listen to the show. And you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Just don't put in the one and only because you won't find me. Man, I am having a ball already, and I have not had any red tea. This is a great Friday before Mother's Day, and I really want to salute. Stick my hands up, brothers. We must salute the women. Bring me the woman. Anyway, enjoy the show because we got a lot to talk about tonight. Once an idea enters your life, which is always derived from your thoughts, it will remain a part of your life forever. No matter how many days or weeks and months and even years pass, the thoughts that slowly emerge to full size, like a child being born, will start to want a life of its own. How far or how less you make your ideas last and create spectacular images will depend largely on you and your efforts alone. And I want you to think about that. Once an idea enters your head, so if you get an idea, you really want to conquer the world, do whatever it is. A young lady was writing me today on Facebook, and she said she felt kind of bad because everybody was doing Happy Mother's Day, and she really wants to have a child. And she felt like she was a little bit sad because she doesn't have any. And I told her to slow up. When you get with the right guy and you're really in love, if that's what you want to do, you'll have one or maybe more than one, maybe even a try. But don't hurry yourself, but don't feel bad. Matter of fact, I want people to stop feeling sad on Mother's Day and do a mother's just like you do all the actors that leave. You go, oh, man, we got to celebrate them. You talk about them. You salute them. Well, do your mom that way because she's still with you every single day. She just may not be there physically, but she's there. So no more sad. It's Mother's Day, I'm sad, because you're not sad. When Whitney left, you miss them, but you talk about them with such reverence. I want you to start doing your moms and dads like that. Dad's Day is coming up. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only. I'm having a ball. The number's 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to listen to the show. And we're going to go into the archives. I was in the archives way in the back in the basement in the dust. And I found a track called Raid. And it reminded me of when I used to get them little red light parties. So you know how old that is. You be down in the basement and somebody come raiding you. I think it was their daddy's. Anyway, I'm going to play Raid by Lakeside. It was done in 1998. And actually, I wasn't in school doing then. I was just on my way doing some things in Memphis. Man, but 1998, it's a great track, Raid, Lakeside. So I want you to get your feet up. That's what they're talking about when they hit Chicago. They want you to dance. I want you to dance and say Happy Mother's Day. And shake your tutu, boo-boo, whatever it is. Make sure you tell your man, say, I want some flowers. Don McClure told him to do it. Raise, everybody hit the... Oh, okay, the song went off. That was back in 1998. Can you believe Lakeside? Man, that's been some years ago, since 2008. Man, whoa. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and happy Mother's Day. And I am the one and only, Don S. McClure. We're having an exciting show for you tonight on Friday. Our featured artist is Peter White, and he's doing a track called Just Another Day that he actually started in 1996 with this track. Now, of course, he was playing before then, but the track was so amazing with Basha singing on it. And I had to look up her background. I mean, I was just amazed that she stayed a little while in Chicago, Illinois. She left and went to London. She still got a lot of tracks out now, but she did the track. He was so impressed with her singing. And like I said, she's of Polish descent. And she cut this track like unbelievable. So we're going to play our featured artist, Peter White. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about our subject matter. And we're going to talk about our featured artist, Peter White. Right now, he's doing a track called Just Another Day with the lead singer called Basha. And we're back, and that was Peter White. Now, what I like about Peter White, he was born September 20th, 1954. He was born in Luton, L-U-T-O-N, England. He is one of the best guitarists in the field of music. He is well known as a smooth jazz and smooth fusion guitarist. He also plays the accordion. That's the worst accordion. He also plays accordion and the piano. He is known for his 20-year collaboration with Al Stewart, his brother Danny White, one of the original members who formed the UK bass band Matt Bianco. White first gained fame with his distinctive guitar style as accompanist to Al Stewart. During a 20-year tenure with Stewart, he co-wrote many songs, including Stewart's 1978 top 10 hit, Time Passages. In the late 1980s, White accompanied Basha on a series of acclaimed albums. In 1996, Basha was featured on White's album, Caravan of Dreams, with vocals on the single, Just Another Day, the track you just heard. Her name is Basha Tetreza Lasky. Man, and it took me a while to learn that. She was born September 30th, 1954. She is a Polish singer, songwriter, record producer, better known by her stage name, Basha. She established a successful international recording career featuring characteristically Latin-flavored jazz pop crossover songs during the late 1980s and the early 1990s. And the late 2000s and 2010, particularly in the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and Japan. She is noted for possessing a wide vocal range, approximately, now listen to this, this girl can do three octaves that span from contralto to soprano. Man, this girl can blow, as well as her singular jazz-influenced stylings and multi-layered harmonies. Basha was born in Jaroza, Poland. I don't even know what Jaroza is. She debuted as a guest of local amateur rock bands, Astry, and performed with them as the Polish Festival of Beat Avant-Garde in Krakow, where they won Thanks to this performance, she was a member of the popular Polish all-female vocal group, Alabaki, from 1972 to 1974. And from 1977 to 1979, she sang with the rock band Perfect. Settling temporarily in Chicago, yay, our great city, in 1979, she later relocated to London in 1981. It was there she met Mark Riley and his collaborator, the brother of Peter White, Danny White. In 1983, the trio performed as the jazz pop group Bronze, but later changed their name to Matt Bianco and recorded their debut album, Whose Side Are You On?, released in 1984. The album was a hit across Europe, selling more than 1.5 million copies, and then bringing two top 30 hits on the UK single chart, Get Out of Your Lazy Bed. And I'm just telling you what it said. Get Out of Your Lazy Bed was the name of the track, and Half a Minute. Now, Peter White began recording his own albums in 1990. His songs, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? You know, and everybody knows, What Does It Take? What Does It Take? And it's a really good thing to do. I'm sorry about that. I got an interrupted phone call, so I had to take that message. It was important. And again, we were talking about Peter White, and it kind of just threw me off. Peter White did the track, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, recorded by Junior Walker and the All-Stars, 2006. Midnight in Manhattan, recorded by Grover Washington, 1998, and Bright in 2009, and have each reached number one on the Billboard Jazz song track. Sometimes I wonder who writes this stuff. They got all these spaces and stuff in there. Peter White performed regularly on many Window albums, appearing as a more or less permanent guest. And in 2001, 2002, White worked with Creed Bratton in the release of Bratton's first three solo albums. White produced, mixed, and also played guitar on many of the tracks. So he's just a phenomenal jazz player, just a phenomenal guitarist, plays piano, plays accordion, and I just think he's super. So let's get into a track that he did for 2014. It is called In Rainbows. Our featured artist for tonight is Peter White.
Hey, hold on for a second.
And that was Peter White on my jazz show tonight. And happy Mother's Day. And the number's 347-633-9376 that you can dial to get into the show. We're going to take a quick PSA. And when I come back, we've got more great music, more things to dissolve and settle on my show and actually just present. But it's going to be a happy Mother's Day show. So let me play this quick PSA. And when I come right back, I'll be back to the show.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation is really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
And we are back, and that was a PSA concerning good things in our communities and just good things all over the place. I've got a PSA that I want to play that's from another state, and it's produced by the Women in Government. And it's about osteoporosis, man. But it's by Joni Cutler. And the reason why I'm playing it, a lot of the women got together in Women in Government, and they started cutting these 60-second tracks from all over the country. And they had different senators get involved and state representatives to do these health tracks. And we're talking to them about doing some things on the literacy program. So I want to play this quick PSA on osteoporosis. I hope I said that right. God dog. But anyway, Joni Cutler is one of the politicians or the representatives, state representatives, that's doing the actual PSA.
The National Osteoporosis Foundation predicts that by 2025, osteoporosis will be responsible for approximately 3 million fractures and $25.3 billion in costs each year. Over 150,000 men and women 50 and older in South Dakota have or at high risk for developing osteoporosis due to low bone density. I'm Senator Joni Cutler of South Dakota. Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, wants to remind you that you're never too old or too young to improve the health of your bones. You can have osteoporosis now or be at risk for it without realizing it. Often, breaking a bone is the first clue that you have osteoporosis, and it might be too late. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis today. With daily exercise and calcium consumption, you can lower your risk for this disease. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
Funding provided by Novartis Pharmaceuticals.
And you're back, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night, and we're celebrating Mother's Day. And I kind of wanted to play that PSA because, again, I want my great female fans and audience to really take good care of themselves. So I want you to make sure you check everything out. I don't want anything to happen to you. I want you to be here as long as I'm going to be here. And it's just one more of the health commercials or PSAs that we're playing for women. We play a lot of those because we're concerned about you. So happy Mother's Day. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And we got some more tracks to play for you, but we're talking about tonight, once an idea enters your life, it is there. And what you do with it depends on you. The determination of how long those ideas live in your life will be all up to you. But the fact will remain that once that one idea among the thousands you have in your head comes to life, it will last forever. What you do with them will be under your control. You hear a lot of people always talking about they had an idea, came into their head, and they just don't know what to do with it, or they're afraid to go out and pursue it, or a lot of other people tell them it's a dumb idea, doesn't make any sense, but you can't listen to that because almost every idea that's out here, somebody told them no. But it took the courage for them to think about it because just think, when you wake up in the morning, when you have that bubbling idea that you want to pursue something, whether you want to exercise, be in love, whatever it is, once that idea hits your head, it really then becomes up to you. You can either push it to the back and let everybody tell you that it can't work, or you can push it to the front and give it all you got. But it's always going to be inside of you. It may lay dormant for a while, or it may do what we call haunting. It may be a haunting idea that you ever heard people say, you know, I've been thinking about writing a book, or I've been thinking about taking a vacation, or I've been thinking about this, and that idea for whatever the joy it is they want, it's sitting right there at the top of their forehead. It's still up to them whether they move it to the front or whether they move it to the back. And if they find themselves constantly pondering that one idea, then I say, give it all you got. Go after it, no matter what it is. You may want to run a 10K. You may want to come up with a new project, a new product, a new song, a new piece of art. You may just want to get a new house. But once that idea gets in your head, you could either give it life or you could throw it away. So I want you to think about that while we play some more great music. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only. They didn't make any other. It is just me. Matter of fact, I got a track since it's kind of raining outside and kind of gloomy. Now, it's not so much gloomy, but I want you to think about the words she's saying. Look at that on the morning rain. Ooh, I used to be so uninspired. I know you don't want to hear me sing the song. Oh, man. Let me play Aretha Franklin. You make me feel like a brand new woman. That's her idea that stuck in her head. Thank you. Now, you know what? That's a heck of a song. And I'm glad I played that on Mother's Day. Oh, Donnie, what you done for me? You make me feel so good, so good. I like that, man. Happy Mother's Day. I'm having a ball. It's too bad. You know what? One day I'm really going to sing for you. I'm really going to show you I can sing. Because people don't believe me. My priest don't believe me. My maid don't believe me. No, nobody believe me. And I don't care. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. What we're talking about tonight is Happy Mother's Day, and we're also talking about the ideas that you get in your head. And we want you to think about that. Once that idea gets in your head, you're done for. It's like one of those things that you just can't shake. You get a feeling of saying, you know what? I like what it is I do. I like what it is I say. I just like everything. And that idea just gets in your head. Well, the thing is, we picked that subject out tonight because a lot of people have ideas. And like I told them, once that idea enters your life, which is always derived from your thoughts, whether they're subliminal, subconscious, whether they're just fleeting, because we hear all these different names about thoughts. But it will remain a part of your life forever, no matter how many days or weeks or months and years pass. The thoughts slowly emerge to full size, like a child being born. And it's going to want its own life, but you have the right to control it. How far or how less you make your ideas last and create spectacular images in your mind will depend largely on you and your efforts. They may even add value to your life. You know, sometimes when you have these ideas, like let's say you want to go from point A to point B. You say, you know what, if I move out to Oscotchewan, whatever it is, you start thinking about the way you want that house to look, the interior, the bedrooms, the patios. Now that idea has got a hold of you, and it's going to make you either move, or you're going to remain in the same city, the same place. And what's going to happen is when it comes back to life again, it's going to haunt you because you're going to say, you know what? I could have went on and saved for that. I could have went on and worked on that. I could have started calling some architectures, but I didn't. And as the years roll by, you're going to keep thinking about that house that you wanted, that career you really wanted to be in, that relationship you really wanted to last, whatever it is. But those ideas, they're going to be with you to the end of time or as long as you're here. What you do with them will be under your control. We are all inherent dreamers. That's just all that we are. I want you to think of yourself as an inherent dreamer because you're always going to have thoughts. The beauty of your thoughts that turns into your ideas. That's how you should. And whatever it is you want to go after, go after it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show tonight on a Friday, a couple of days before Mother's Day. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen into the show. We're getting a little reverb, but we'll take care of that. I've got a track I'm going to play by Yolanda Adams, The Things You Do. And I think this track was recorded either in 1998 or 1999. I'm going to check the time frame out. But it's The Things You Do, and I want you to listen to the words in it. Because she's really talking about your ideas and how ideas get in your head. So it's going to tie into our theme for tonight, but it's by Yolanda Adams, The Things You Do.
My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Every day that goes by, every moment you will find, there's a broken heart, a tear inside, a wish you made that never comes true. And somewhere, someone needs to be found. All the things we do, the things we say. reach into your pocket and
now, you know what I like about that song? It's like the things you do, the things you say, but all that derives from your thoughts. So I want you to quit listening to all this nonsense about what you need to think. Once those thoughts get in your head, you either move forward or you just remain the same way. But it all depends on you. That's why we're talking about tonight. Once an idea enters your life, it's there forever. You may not even act on it, but that idea is sitting there. Sometimes it's waiting for you to do what it is you want to do. I remember meeting two young men the other night. I was going to get some Chinese food, and it was just amazing. One of them was talking about writing a book. And I told him that basically, when you get involved in some things, you always want to have something that you think about, something that just you can't seem to shake that thought. You ever had that feeling? It just keeps nagging at you. Well, that's the idea that's higher than the other ideas, and it's telling you to make that move. Every time that you have a great thought, it's going to tell you how important it really is. And again, it's still going to depend on you, how far you take it, what you do with it, or whether you do nothing. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're celebrating Mother's Day tonight, and the number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial in to listen to the show. And Sunday, on Mother's Day, you can hear the interview that I did with Sassy Radio with Tara Loggan on Sunday, on Mother's Day, on the East Coast. It's on the Sassy Radio Show, S-S-A-S-S-Y, sassy.com. So tune in to that show, and you can hear me on Mother's Day. Mother, a mother is the greatest in the world. I know my mother would say, Dad, please stop singing. Go outside. Go do something. We just played a track by Yolanda Adams. The track was called The Things You Do. I'm going to play a track by my girl, Mesa. She's got a track called All My Life, and I really like this track. The intro is what we call an aria. Starts off with an aria, then it goes into her singing, because she sings classical music as well as she sings neo soul. So let's give a listen to Mesa while you think about that idea entering your head, and I think you're going to enjoy this. I love when this young lady sings, though. I like Mesa. Matter of fact, I'm looking for some new things by her. So next week, we're going to play some things by Mesa that's brand new.
Thank you.
That's my girl, Mesa, and she's from Chicago. And I really like Mesa. I think she's great. Like I said, I'm going to look up some of the stuff that she's doing now and find some new tracks by her. That's my girl. And don't forget that Lena has a track coming out May 11th called Dip, and you can get that track on iTunes. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only on a Friday, on a rainy Friday at that. It's Friday and it's raining, and I'm going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you to play, and we want to talk about that idea. Your idea enters your life. So let me play that PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of health.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're broadcasting on a Friday, and we have a lot of good people in the studio tonight. That's really good. And they're sitting live, having some great conversations in the background and just talking about some great things. We're celebrating Mother's Day. And for me, that's one of the greatest days in the world, because that's a day that I really enjoyed my mom. And she was with me for a long time. So like I told everybody, I don't want you to be sad. I want you to be glad. And at least think about all the good things that your mom's brought you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen in. Or you can go to www.dsmpublications.net, and there's a link on our website that you can get the show. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, the one and only, the only one that God allows to act just as crazy as I want to act. And he just say, that's my child. You know, we've been talking again about this once an idea enters your head. And I want to know what you thought, you know, what kind of ideas you came up with, what you thought was really, really something that you just knew was that idea that was driving you crazy, that one idea that he was either to invent something or create something. Maybe even you just got the idea that nagged at you that you wanted to go get some Chinese food. But whatever it was, those ideas remain with you for the rest of your life. And that's what we're talking about tonight. I want people to start finding the ideas that make them happy. whether it's going bowling, whatever it is. I know I'm working on this book called The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And I was talking to my associate, Sharon, in Texas, and she's just really getting into the draft of the book, and she thinks it's great. And she introduced me to some other people in Texas. And they went out to my website and bought my book to have a friend. And it was just so amazing to see how people were getting involved in the things that I believe in, the things that I like. And those are my ideas. When I did the radio show with Tara, you know, she asked me, well, how do you come up with these ideas? And it's all based on a lot of the exposure I've got from watching the older movies, watching great actors, watching guys like Harold Ford Jr., who's a politician in Memphis, young politician. He's now, I think, a professor at some university. But it's always you can find all your ideas from if you just stop, take a minute, and realize that even watching a bird fly, we talk about ideas. People were watching birds fly, and all of a sudden they thought that they could have a plane. I was watching the movie the other night, The Hindenburg, and just to see the movie, the size, they say that this thing was the size of 3 football fields, and it was like a giant air balloon. They were called ships, airships. And imagine seeing something coming toward New York at that time, the size of 3 football fields. Well, that was an idea that somebody had and they wanted and they worked on. And it was just amazing. So I think a lot of times when you have your ideas and you share them with somebody that maybe doesn't give you full support, don't stop thinking that that idea won't work. Keep that drive, and you never know, because everything we touch today was an idea. The computer, the telephone, the television, the radio, the stove was all somebody's idea, and they made it work. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We got 16 more minutes into the show, and I'm going to play a track by a group that I really like, and they're called Foreplay. And I mean, I really like them. We're doing a lot of jazz tonight. We kind of want to slow it down for the moms. And we want to wish every mother, and even for the people that don't have children, hey, you're still a great mom because somebody looks up to you. And you can change some kid's life, some child's life, some young man, some young woman. And it doesn't always have to be the young people. You can have an idea to help feed the homeless, and that may change somebody's life. So you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. We're going to play this track by a group called Foreplay. And when we come back, we want to know what you think about your ideas. And I don't want anybody to think that you don't have them, because everybody has an idea. It just all depends on if you move on them. Thank you. I like jazz, and that's a group called 4Play. And like I said, we're kind of mellow tonight because it's Mother's Day. We want you to think about how great your mom is, how great your mom. She's always going to be with you, even if she's not here. She's still with you because she encouraged you to be all that you could be. And I had the greatest mom in the world. We got 9 more minutes into the show. You're on the Donis McClure Show, and I'm enjoying it. The number is 347-633-9376. And we're also going to be adding our Someone You Should Know segment, starting probably in a week or two, where we're going to talk 10 minutes about a great African-American icon and just kind of bring our knowledge base up to date. So I'm looking forward to producing that. We're going to work on some research and get that done. But in the meantime, in between time, wow, they haven't said that in some years. But anyway, It's just a matter of giving you some positive things to think about. Once an idea enters your life, it's there forever. And what you do with it, it really depends on you. I'm enjoying our show tonight. We've got 8 more minutes into the show, and it's just been great being here. I can't tell you how much I've truly enjoyed it. As always, I got another track I'm going to play by Yolanda Adams, and it's called Time Changes. It was done in 1999, and I just want you to listen to the words in this. It's kind of relevant to what we're talking about, and it's what we call food for thought.
We got something to say. You know? It's one of those joints here. Yolanda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check us out. You know? It's time to change. Yolanda?
About a track. Now, if you listen to the words in that, she said something I always say. Think about what you're doing to people if you want that done to you. So that's part of the ideas we're talking about. Ideas don't always have to be on product lines. Doesn't always have to be something that you think you really gotta have. Listen, I've enjoyed the show tonight. We got 3 more minutes. I'm going to play our track in honor of women and mothers all over the world, Mama, and I'm going to call it a night by Boys to Men. I always say enjoy life. That's all you have. And for me, I am out of here. I'm going to go play in the rain. I like the rain. I know my mother would have whooped me. Hey, did I tell you one Easter? I got to tell you that story. Oh, I'll tell you that next time, that I tried to mess up these kids' clothes and I got my white blazer all with mud on it. That was God punishing me. But anyway, listen, have a good weekend. I enjoyed you. See you next Friday. And like I said, enjoy life. That's all you have. Good night. I'm going to shake my tutu off.
No one else.